The Astoria operated from 1933 to 1977. The first film screened was The Private Life of Henry VIII by Alexander Calder. Its prominent position at the hub of Brighton's tramway system on the level ensured that it drew large audiences from a wide area despite being the ABC chain's second cinema in the town. The Astoria was notable not only for its decor but also for its record of technical innovation, particularly after TV viewing began to affect cinema attendance in the 1950s.
Like so many other kids in the pre-TV age, I went there every Saturday morning between about 1957 and 1963 for the wonderful ABC Miners children's film shows. The shows commenced with a sing-along to various pub standards, My Old Man Said Follow the Van and so on, accompanied by bouncing ball prompt on screen. This invariably culminated with We Are the ABC Miners, sung to the tune of a well-known military march.
It was a fabulous cinema. It was on the Steen by St Peter's Church. It had a terrific character. I think the Astoria used to have CinemaScope. I saw Dr. Zhivago there. The last film I saw was The Exorcist. Well, I had to come out because I felt violently sick. I actually felt faint, so I never saw all of it. In fact, it wasn't until about 10 years ago I saw all of the film. My nephew got it on video and it's still horrific even now.
Following the route to the Theatre Royal and New Road, you will pass the old site of the Coronation Cinema at 104 North Road. Further along the route, you will pass the Commedia at 44 to 47 Gardner Street. When you reach New Road, you will pass the site of the Paris Cinema at 16 to 17 New Road. To your left, at the entrance to Pavilion Garden, you will pass the statue of Max Miller.